This is today's the 28th Texas Emergency Hospital Chart Review. Dr. Wagner, W-A-G-N-E-R. Yesterday, the 27th, date of visit, first patient KG, 29-year-old with a right lower quadrant abdominal pain, white count of 10,000, CT shows the left ovarian cyst, 3.5 centimeter. Was treated with antibiotic and sent home. Appendix looked okay. The patient was happy with the care and was slightly better. Next patient is MT, 65-year-old gentleman, wants more Valium. Dr. Wagner doesn't explain why. Patient is on Valium, but gave him 20 Valium. When I called him today, he was very happy and liked Dr. Wagner very much. No blood work or other questioning or charting was done, just the fact that he was out of Valium. Next patient is IJ, 46-year-old female, left arm pain. She says that they x-rayed her wrist. It's her shoulder that hurts. Diagnosed her with carpal tunnel. No blood work was done. Gave her prednisone and Tylenol number 3. Told her she needs to see her regular doctor and have further testing done. She wasn't happy with Dr. Wagner because he didn't listen to her, in quotation. Next patient is SC. This is a 5-year-old diagnosed with flu A, treated with Tamiflu. Mom is happy with the care. This patient is MW, 43-year-old woman, congestion, ear pain, potassium 3.0, chest x-ray negative, swab test negative, diagnosed with bronchitis, treated with Tylenol number 3, prednisone pack, and zithromycin. Okay. Go back to the patient by the name of IJ, 46-year-old lady. Also put on that one, patient is unhappy because could not get her Tylenol 3. She was told that Dr. Wagner is blocked to write for narcotics at Walmart, in quotation. And then put down, I have called Walmart, but I haven't to talk to the pharmacy manager, but I have not been able to contact anyone regarding that yet. Okay, new number, next number. RS is a 22-month-old baby with cough, congestion, fever, swab test negative, chest x-ray showed viral bronchitis. Was given one dose of Decadron and refilled the prednisolone that the baby was on previously. They have an appointment to see the pediatrician today. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is JH, 59-year-old woman with a spider bite on her hand. Was given back from DS. She did not answer the phone. I left message for her. No blood work was done. No history of diabetes reported. Next patient is YD. Is a 30-year-old with vomiting, but was left before being seen. Patient's phone is disconnected. Next patient is GR, 32-year-old with metal shaving in the eye, left without before being seen, did not answer the phone. Next patient is BN, 3-year-old with fever and seizures on Keppra already, positive flu, positive strep, zithromycin, Tamiflu given. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient is SV, 78-year-old with weakness, edema, lower extremity, diagnosed with CHF, EKG was abnormal, was given one dose of Lasix IV, CPK negative, BNP 1100, chest x-ray showed CHF. Patient's daughter grabbed a phone from her, well, patient's daughter answered the phone, and she said how disappointed she was at the visit this time. Last visit, they put her on BiPAP in the emergency room because she was struggling to breathe. This time, they didn't put her on BiPAP. They didn't put a Foley catheter in. They expect her to get up and use the bathroom even though she couldn't breathe, and they gave her IV Lasix. It wasn't until the paramedics came that they gave her a BiPAP, and they couldn't believe that the emergency room did not put her on BiPAP because her O2 was so low, in quotation, closed. None of this is documented by Dr. Wagner. When I asked whether she talked to the physician, she said, I swear to you, in quotation again, I never saw the physician. and the nurses would never come in unless I would stand in the door and beg for them to come in. Quotation closed. She says this was not like that last time she got sick in Cleveland. Not very happy with the care by MD or nurses. Next question is RH is a 30-year-old man with a stitch removed from chest wall. Slight infection noted. Dr. Wagner gave him Bactrim DS and Motrin. He says it's the same, but he hasn't picked up his medications yet. When I asked about Dr. Wagner, he said, didn't see him much, quotation. Next patient is KC, the 12-year-old with a fever, left ear pain, swab test showed positive strep, otitis media, treated with amoxicillin ER, sent home with azithromycin, left a message, mom called back later. They were happy with the care. Next patient is AV, is a 40-year-old with headache. CT was negative, was given Toradol in the emergency room, sent home with Tylenol number 3. She said she's still hurting. They never took care of my pain. And Tylenol number 3 is not, and she hasn't picked up her they never took care of my pain. I'm going to see my regular doctor today. There's no documentation as whether a patient's pain improved with Toradol in the emergency room. Next patient is, vitals were normal or stable. MS is a 53-year-old with knee pain, history of diabetes, x-rays negative, given Tramadol. He states that doesn't have time to talk right now, but he has no complaints. Next patient is DC, 57-year-old female with abdominal pain. Patient has a chest wall cellulitis. There was no lab, no CBC. Vital signs were stable. Patient has a history of hypertension, no diabetes. Treated with Bactrim DS and clindamycin in the ER. Norco Toradol. And sent home with antibiotic Bactrim DS and clindamycin, which is appropriate. Thank you.